This is an iHeart podcast.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We'll dig into a little bit more of this college campus nonsense here really quickly. Joe Biden lies all the time. The religion of domination. We're going to talk about the elites versus the streets a little bit more. Some emails. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Also, the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, is the biggest liar to ever occupy the Oval Office. And they all lie. And yet, no one has done it like Joe.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler.
Even CNN is making fun of Joe Biden for that today. At no point in his life did Joe Biden drive an 18-wheeler. But like I've said, he's one of those people. The truth isn't in him. He would rather tell a lie than the truth. It's come so natural to him for 80 years that now it's who he is. It is ingrained in him. This is Biden. You're going to hear a little back and forth. Biden from 2024 about the civil rights movement versus Biden in 1987.
I got involved when I was a kid in electoral politics out of the civil rights movement.
During the 60s, I was.
I'll start that one more time for you. You heard what he said. When I was a kid, got involved, civil rights
movement.
I get involved in electoral politics out of the civil rights movement. Here was Joe Biden on camera like 30 years ago.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
He can't help himself. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about something else. This. The communist and his mindset. And how much I do admire it. I was watching a show. I forget where I was watching it last night. There was a documentary on last night. I was watching it with the wife. Shut up. It wasn't even an old one, okay? Shut up, Chris. It was actually a documentary on football. This one was on football. It wasn't on any of the World War stuff that I ever do. But this one was on University of Florida football, specifically under Urban Meyer. Maybe you don't like college football. Maybe you don't know college football. He's one of those coaches who's won a bunch of games, national championships. He won one for my Buckeyes. Great coach. And then some rough personal stuff, but great coach, so on and so forth. But anyway, it's talking about Florida under Urban Meyer. And at one point in time, there are people describing Urban Meyer and how for him, every single year, he has to win the national championship or he's unhappy. And keep in mind, there are all these different schools. Think of all the incredible schools out there football-wise. Don't get me wrong, they're horrible universities and they should all burn to the ground. But they're great football schools. Think of the endless football schools out there all over the place. All over the place. But for Urban Meyer, it was championship or misery. There was no in-between. No, hey, we won the conference title this year. We won the SEC title this year. We won the Big Ten title. There was none of that. Championship or misery. And I'll tell you something. This is going to come back to communism. I'll tell you something. I would never want to be that way. Actually, wife and I were talking about it last night while we watched it. You could just tell. You could tell even in the interview. This is not a content, happy human being. There he was. He's being interviewed in what looks like some gorgeous, who knows how many million-dollar beach home right on the water. I'm sure it has the boats and the jet skis, and I'm sure it's steak dinners and Swedish bikini models whenever he wants. I'm sure it's all that stuff. But you can tell. He's so unhappy, so unsettled, so unhappy. And that really was his permanent state and is his permanent state. It's everything championship or nothing matters at all. And I was thinking about that as it relates to American communists, actually communists in general, and how they think. They are miserable all the time. You know that. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is miserable. The activists you see on TV, in the streets, on the campuses, everywhere else, they're miserable. They're never happy. They're never laughing. They're never smiling. They're always chanting and yelling and screaming. And even when you catch them individually, when you get with your liberal Aunt Peggy at Thanksgiving time, is she pleasant to be around? Just a real joy? Just a ray of sunshine when she walks in? Or does she walk in and everyone immediately goes, oh, gosh, here we go. She's miserable, isn't she? Miserable. And that is one of the reasons you should be very grateful that you are not a communist, because they are miserable. However, I will say this. There's good and bad that comes with everything, right? That's the bad part of being a communist. That's the bad part of being liberal Aunt Peggy. She's miserable all the time. But there is a good for the commies. The good is when you have that mentality, that all or nothing mentality. No, burn everything down now. I hate everything. Burn it all. Give me power over everything. When you have that mentality, you can be very, very, very successful. It does result in championships. You bring Urban Meyer into your college? Yeah, you're probably going to have some disciplinary problems. Yeah, he's going to be miserable. Yeah, all these things are true. You're probably going to win a national title, because for Urban Meyer and for the American communist, and no, I don't think he's a communist, but for the American communist, winning everything is the only option. You want an example? I saw this today. It was just, man, this guy's name, his name is Andrew Weissman. He's a legal analyst for MSNBC. Listen to this. Listen to this.
What David Pecker said was true.
Oh, sorry, I should have set it up. He's referencing the Trump trial going on in New York City. I don't have to give you the background on the ridiculous Trump trials and the legal persecution. And I don't have to go into, you know, all that. But anyway, that's what he's referencing.
What David Pecker said was truly shocking. Let's you step back. What he said was that a media outlet, even if it's considered maybe a down market media outlet, was in cahoots with one political candidate. That is what happens in Russia. That is not what is supposed to happen here.
He's referencing the National Enquirer being kind of on Trump's side in the election. Now, I know what you're saying. Same thing I'm saying. Are you kidding me? You guys have every media outlet, every single major media outlet. Every single one works exclusively for Joe Biden and against Donald Trump, against everything Republican, everything right wing. You have every single media outlet in your pocket, and you're complaining that one tabloid rag kind of prefers Donald Trump? What are you, ridiculous? It's not that he's ridiculous. For the communist, that is egregious. One outlet, even one outlet that doesn't take the company line, is the end of the world for the communist. It is a religion of complete and total domination. It is a demonic religion of destruction and domination. You have to understand that about these people. Understand this. You've heard Democrats complain about the media, haven't you? Joe Biden does it all the time. Oh, maybe if you guys would report on how good the economy was. Obama was famous for this. Always complaining about the media. Maybe your liberal Aunt Peggy complains about the media. I can't believe they let this anti-vaccine propaganda on Facebook. Maybe she complains about it. You should understand, your complaints about the media, they're totally legitimate. It's a vile communist profession full of apparatchiks, and it's as responsible for the destruction of this country as any other institution. But get this, the Democrat in your life who complains about the media, they are just as sincere in their hatred of the media as you are. Why? You complain because the media is 99% against you. Your liberal Aunt Peggy complains because the media is 1% against her. For you, 99-1 seems egregious, outrageous. You can't run a country like this. For liberal Aunt Peggy, she feels the same way about there being a 1% left out there. She thinks it's egregious. We can't have a country that these people have freedom of speech. Somebody stop them. That's the reality. All right, we're moving on. We're going to talk about elites versus streets after I get to some emails. In fact, I'll get to an email right here. Dear Jesse, after 10 years of marriage, two busy careers, and an 8-year-old son, my wife and I cherish every moment we're alone together. This morning was one of those moments. We both woke a few minutes early to peace and tranquility. At that tender moment, I whispered in her ear, "You should try All Natural Relief Factor. They have a 3-week quick start kit, and 70% of those who try it go on to order more. Just go to relieffactor.com. Promo code Jesse." I'm not sure how to interpret the look on her face that followed, but since I've never seen it before, I'm going to say it was gratitude. And his name is Dan. Dan, it was gratitude. And in fact, I want to invite every husband and wife tomorrow morning, wake your spouse up with a lovely kiss on the cheek. And once you see them smile and start to stir, that's when you lean down and whisper in their ear, "Relief Factor's All Natural and it'll relieve your pain." They'll thank you endlessly once they start taking it. Go to relieffactor.com to order some or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to a bunch of emails before I get to the Rear Admiral, the elites versus the streets some more, and so many other things. Jesse, I heard you on Tucker's TCN this evening. You were mesmerizing. I was mesmerizing. What, Chris? Mind-blowing. Stole the show. One question from a 71-year-old. The anecdote about a woman from Chicago you quoted once saying, "Yes, if you come to Chicago, you may get robbed, but you won't get targeted." Sorry, I'm unfamiliar with that word, targeted, as in assassination? Yeah, that's exactly what she meant. In her mind, yeah, Chicago's overrun with criminals. And yes, if you come there, someone may stick a gun in your face and take your wallet from you and maybe beat your wife with a pistol. But they're not going to seek you out specifically, so it's really not a big deal. That's a real conversation. That's how sick the mind of the liberal white woman is. Understand that she is the true author of American communism. The American liberal white woman is the author of virtually all of the destruction you see now. All of it. It's not just their own kids who they're busy transing. It's everything. They are destroyers at their core. It's be a fascinating thing to psychologize. Jesse, I listened to your podcast the next day, and in the middle of the phone call, the episode ended. Then after a segment, you came back, said you got a death threat. Is that what happened last night? Yeah, we know I don't take calls maybe once a week. Sometimes it's once every couple weeks. We took some the other night, and you know we get death threats. It is what it is. Dirty commie scum are what they are. Some guy kept calling and threatening to kill me, and then he kept calling back and threatening to kill the phone screener and whatnot. Look, it is what it is. Remember this. Always remember. Violence is not what the communist does. It's who he is. It's who he is. My wife eats healthy and lives healthy to the point it can get crazy sometimes. How crazy? Well, we've had to have revolts in the house before. She'd only buy us natural deodorant that doesn't work. And we'd scream, "I stink!" So it's that. And she's just being wonderful, right? But This is a human being who, when she snacks, I'm sitting there, I'm pounding tortilla chips into my face, and she's over there eating, you know, green beans. This is who she is. She's experimented with all natural organic toilet paper. I'm not making that up. It's a real thing. Being healthy, health conscious, is not what she does. She's done this for the entirety of her life. She was an elite athlete, as you know. She was a gymnast at the highest levels. Health is who she is now. It's in everything she does. It's built into her. Even if I started working on her right now, which I don't know why I would want to. It's great that she's healthy and tries to keep me and the boys alive. But even if I want, let's say I wanted that out of her, I couldn't, because it's been woven into her for 40 years. Health is who she is, period. For the communist, Mao has a famous quote that says, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. For the communist, violence is built into his nature. And this includes your liberal Aunt Peggy. This isn't just the street animals you see all over the highways and the campuses today. For the communist, because he's an anti-human, because for him there is no God, because for him the revolution must continue no matter what, violence has to be part of it. He never shies away from it. It's just natural to them. I've used this example before, and I've used it because I know you've seen it before. It doesn't have to be one of the Antifa types. When's the last time you saw a Democrat of any kind, maybe someone you know or you're related to online, when they get in an argument with someone or get mad at somebody, what do they say? Hey, someone post his address. You've seen it, haven't you? Everyone's seen it. They all do it. Why? Well, what are you saying? Someone should reveal where this person lives, so there's a chance somebody might hurt him. Hey, I don't like whatever this guy's saying. Whatever he's doing has angered me to the point that someone should get his address up there. Even your liberal Aunt Peggy will throw that out there. Why? Violence is who the communist is. It's why I've talked all the time about you and me, I'm pointing fingers at me, acquiring more physical skills as we move forward in this society we have here. Meaning, are you getting in better shape or worse shape? I've been lazy lately. I'm not pointing fingers. Better shape or worse shape? What do you do, no matter how old you are, what do to improve your self-defense? Do you carry a weapon? Do you practice with it? Beyond a weapon. If you're able to do so, if you have any willingness, when's the last time you threw a punch? When's the last time you learned how to block a punch? Just basic self-defense. No, I'm not telling you have to turn into a Green Beret. Physically, are you improving? Are you putting that into your children? I actually had a long talk with one of my sons the other day that I said, gee, I think we're going to start doing a little more boxing. We're going to start doing some boxing. It's time to add these skills. The people who run our institutions are inherently violent, and they understand, as we've pointed out, they're protected from up on high.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
What? Street communists? We're not monitoring those. Learn how to protect yourself. And before we go and move on and talk about the Rear Admiral, he's out there saying something about cancellation fees. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about doing good. I know that times are tough. I know they are. Everyone knows it now. If we are able, if you are able, we should keep in mind that for Gold Star families, fallen first responder families, they don't have some special slush fund set up because dad never came home. They're hurting worse than most people are hurting. Without wanting to be, they're single income homes now. And the main source of income is often the one who's gone. Tunnel to Towers is out there helping. Helping when we forget. Helping when we get selfish. Helping when we move on. Tunnel to Towers remains. And all they ask from you and me is $11 a month. Go to T, the number two, T2T.org and give what you can. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I promised you the Rear Admiral. He made a major announcement, and here is the major announcement. And man, this is absolutely terrible, but it sounds good.
Hi, it's Secretary Pete Buttigieg with big news.
Sorry, I should have clarified. He's home from maternity leave.
Hi, it's Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Back from maternity leave. I'm sorry. I hope he's recovering.
Hi, it's Secretary Pete Buttigieg with big news for anyone who has had a frustrating experience getting your money back after an issue with your flight. The Biden-Harris administration is now going to require airlines to give passengers an automatic cash refund if your flight is canceled or significantly delayed. And you'll get your fee refunded if your bag doesn't arrive in time or if you don't get a service that you paid for, like Wi-Fi. No more refund runarounds and no more defaulting to a travel credit that expires. We're also eliminating hidden fees. Passengers should know how much it'll add to your total ticket price to check or carry on a bag or to change or cancel your flight.
I wonder if part of the hidden fees they're going to reveal, I wonder if any part of that is airlines adding the government intervention fee that will come from things like this. Because this is one of those things that morons love the sound of. This is why morons are amazing recruits to communism. Morons hear that, and you know what they think? Wow, I don't like that my flight got canceled. I wish they could have paid me in cash. I don't like that my flight got delayed for 5 hours. I should be paid in cash immediately. Wow, that sounds like a good idea. But because they're morons, they don't understand that the airlines, if they're forced to do things like this, they're then going to build in the price of that into the everyone's ticket. So air travel, which was already backbreaking, air travel is quickly becoming something that only rich people can do, is now going to get even more backbreaking. And the same morons who are cheering this kind of thing today, they'll be whining about the airline tickets tomorrow. Man, if that isn't where we are. Speaking of morons, I'm going to point something out. Another quick difference between the elite scum and the street scum. Remember, the elite scum, they're the ones you should hate the most because they are the liars. They know they're liars. They don't believe in any of these causes. They're liars. They know they're liars. And they know why they're lying. They're lying to manipulate the morons on the bottom. Think of the street communist scum types as being special needs. And I don't mean that as being insulting because special needs people are freaking wonderful, but that really is how you need to think of them. Mentally, they're not fully developed. Maybe it's low IQ, maybe it's bad childhood, maybe it's drugs, but they need extra. These are not fully developed people. So they're extremely susceptible to lies. Have you ever had a really stupid friend? I had a really stupid friend. We paid him $5 to strip naked in the middle of a hotel when we were out of town and run across the hotel lobby slapping his butt. And he did it because he's stupid. That's why he did it, because he's stupid. Therefore, he was easy to manipulate. This is Mika Brzezinski. This is her on her television show.
Women who need health care are going to find themselves in a bind, to say the least, whether they are pregnant or not, whether they need a DNC or a termination or not. There will be procedures they can't get. Thanks to Donald Trump. So, yes, this is on Trump. You know, between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, you've got a team there that really made a landscape for women that is downright dangerous. And Republican women and the men who love them are going to find themselves having to leave the state just to get basic health care. Thanks to Donald Trump.
What state? Florida. Where does Mika Brzezinski reside with Joe Scarborough? Oh, I know they have a fancy place in the Northeast, but did you know that Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough reside in Jupiter, Florida? In fact, they spend so much time there that MSNBC has built them a studio where they live so they can do the show from Florida. So they love Florida. They prefer to live in Florida. She, however, will go on camera and spout lies. Why? Because she understands the people out there who need real mental help, whether they need IQ help or just a therapist or whatever they need, the street communist scum, they know. Micah Brzezinski's, the elites of the world know that the streets will hear those marching orders, they'll believe them, and they'll act on them. You want a great example of this? Here's how the other half lives. I want you to listen. The audio is a little low, so you might have to turn your radio up a little bit. Chris, did you monkey with this NYU protester audio at all? It's a little bit low, but all right, here it is. What you're about to hear, it's a young lady. She's at the NYU protest. You know, kill all the Jews, death to America, that kind of thing. This is where she is. She's being interviewed. I want you to listen to this girl.
And I do think...
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
I'm going to stop it there. I'll start it again. Because I need to explain, which is I'm not really sure. The guy asked, he said, what's NYU doing? Well, I'm not really sure. I don't know. She turns to her friend, her girlfriend, who's right beside her. And she says, I don't know. Do you know what NYU is doing? I'll start it from the beginning.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU is doing.
Is there something that NYU is doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU is doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free.
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I'll let it keep going. She asks her friend, what are we doing here? And her friend, did you hear her answer? I don't know. I wish I was more educated. I'll let it continue.
I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
I don't know. I don't even know why I'm here. Well, they told us to come down. They said some people needed our help. You can make fun of those two idiots all you want. And believe me, they deserve your mockery. They really, really do. They deserve to be mocked into the ground until they're so ashamed at their stupidity that they resolve to be better. But this is why 90% of our hatred should be reserved for the elite communist scum, for the ones in the media, for the ones that you want to hear this one? Here's a stat for you. I was talking to somebody today and we were talking about, you know, the Lake and Riley story. Everyone listening knows the Lake and Riley story, that young college girl beaten to death by an illegal in Georgia. You know the story. Okay, you got it. And he was doing some polling out of Wisconsin. He's polling in the swing state of Wisconsin. And what he found was the people who know about the Lake and Riley story, 70% of them are going to vote against Joe Biden in the upcoming election. 70% of them are voting for Donald Trump in the upcoming election. Okay, that's good, right? It's good. You want to hear how evil the media is? 50% of the people who live in Wisconsin, however, have never even heard her name. They don't even know who she is. Media covered it up, buried it. Same way they covered the Hunter Biden laptop, same thing. Our hatred should be reserved for the elites who know they're lying, taking advantage of the idiots at the bottom. That's a fact. Speaking of idiots, I want to talk to you about Fred for a minute, because I saw this article that there's now a throw flame robot dog. It's called the Therminator, and the dog has a flamethrower attached, which led me to think, wow, it'd be kind of cool to put a flamethrower on your real dog, not a robot dog. But then it occurred to me that Fred would undoubtedly, inadvertently burn down the house and roast all of us alive because he's unable to perform even the most basic tasks, no matter how many times he's been told. But we do love him. We do. Look, he is good for one thing. He's good for the wife and kids to cuddle with. That's what he's good for. He does love that. And we do hope he's around a long time. And that's why we give Fred Rough Greens. We pour Rough Greens on every single meal. The boys don't even have to be reminded of it. Why? Because they know there's no nutrition in dog food. None. Our dogs have way too many health problems. Our dogs die way too early because we give them empty calories with every meal. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. All right, we have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to. I need to chop away at next. Maybe an email or two. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we leave. And then we'll be back tomorrow to do it again. So don't worry. You can email us while we're gone. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We will tackle everything tomorrow again. You gotta love Joe Biden. They keep doing this. They keep writing down what he's supposed to do on stage, but they have to understand the president's not a fully functional adult. He just has the nuclear codes. You can't expect him to work around a teleprompter.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
He was supposed to let him start chanting four more years. But they couldn't. He couldn't seem to get by. Also, we had this pretty insightful little tidbit.
We'll teach Donald Trump and extreme MAGA Republicans a valuable lesson. Yeah. Don't mess with the movement of America.
Don't mess with the movement of America, everybody. Jesse, Buenas tardes, Dr. Dong, he says. I was leaving the gym Saturday, didn't want to cook, so I treated myself to some authentic Mexican cuisine at Chipotle. Like you, I habla, I told him I wanted a burrito with dos carnes. I added guacamole, and I was shocked when the guy rang it up, and it was $21.55. This wasn't in California, or this wasn't in New York or California, but in South Carolina. Thank God they passed that bill to send more money to Ukraine, though. We really are in serious trouble. I'm telling you, right before the show started, me, Chris, Michael, we grubbed out. Hold on, let me pull this up really quickly. I'll tell you exactly what we got, exactly what it cost here at the office. Hang on, I've got it here on my phone. It's very professional. Okay, so we got one order of mozzarella sticks. That can be hit or miss when you get those delivered. Remember, mozzarella sticks give you a very small window in which to eat them. Initially, they're too hot. You burn your mouth. But then they'll get too rubbery pretty quickly. They're not as good. Anyway, we got mozzarella sticks, two sides of buffalo ranch. I don't know if you know about this, but you need to take ranch every now and then. Put some hot sauce in it and mix it up. Great for fries. Anyway, two sides of buffalo ranch, one order of mozzarella sticks, foot-long cheesesteak, that's for me. I don't even know what you call this sandwich. Chris got this weird sandwich that didn't even have meat on it. I'm not sure.
Why are you gay?
And Michael got just fried pickles. Now, I don't want you to think that Michael got the little crispy round fried pickles that you or I would enjoy. Michael apparently prefers the full size pickles. So look, we're not going to, I'm just saying that's what they were, Michael. Anyway. So it's pickles, a weirdo vegetarian sandwich, a cheesesteak, two sides of buffalo ranch, one order of mozzarella sticks. You know how much we paid? $63.31. Normal people are watching their way of life, their standard of living, disappear. Absolutely disappear. And look, I know we're talking about a cheesesteak, and that's not important. And this guy's burrito from Chipotle is not important. But watching your standard of living go away as the government blows all of your money and brags about it, it's a really big
deal. This weekend, the reports, I find this amazing, the reports of cheers breaking out of the trenches in eastern Ukraine, probably came from one of your folks, a reporter or someone, I'm not sure where it came from, but that they're cheering as they watch the House vote in support for Ukraine. It's not like they don't understand what we've done. Not like they don't understand how critical this is for them.
Money for everyone. Money for illegals. Money for Ukraine. Money for everyone. Nothing for you. You can't afford to eat out anymore. Freaking criminal, man. Criminal. Speaking of which, I will admit that I was the one who consumed the mozzarella sticks and the cheesesteak. And now you understand why I need chalk in my life. You see, I need a place where I can get all the things my body needs without having to get it from food like I'm some old-fashioned person. No, I take a male vitality stack from Chalk because of how it makes my mind feel. That's why I take it. I feel so revved up, so amped up when I take Chalk, and not in a bad way, not in one of the uncomfortable, sweaty palm way. Sometimes I feel like my mind is going faster than my mouth sometimes. Gentlemen, you understand that if your mind is foggy, if you're down, if you're depressed, these are all symptoms of low testosterone, gentlemen. And you don't want a needle jabbed into your arm. What you need is a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days. Go experience something better. Experience it with a cheesesteak. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you the discount on subscriptions. So go. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
The U.S. quietly shipped long-range ATA CMS missiles to Ukraine. Yes, very, very quietly. It's so quiet that it's now a headline in Reuters. Keep in mind, Russia reads those too. Not good. Swiss Airjet almost collides with four other planes in a near catastrophe on the JFK runway. Remember that story we talked about the other day about the FAA firing 900 white applicants because they passed the test and they wanted it to be more diverse? Anyway, enjoy your travel. Joe Biden makes the sign of a cross at a pro-abortion rally. Yes, Joe Biden is as Catholic as I am. Joe Biden doesn't have anything to do with the church or Catholicism whatsoever. Joe Biden knows he has to pretend for Norm and Norma because old school Democrats, they like to think that Democrats today don't hate America. They need to lie to themselves about it. So Joe Biden has to pretend to be Catholic once a year on Easter, and that's why he'll find himself making the sign of a cross at a rally that celebrates the butcher of the unborn. Mike Johnson apologized to Joe Biden for eye rolls during the State of the Union address. That is just the most GOP thing in history. Joe Biden will get up and give the most partisan, nasty State of the Union address in the history of America. That's even according to CNN, and the GOP Speaker of the House said, "Sorry, I rolled my eyes." Gosh, gag me. Oh, speaking of which, Paul Ryan praises Mike Johnson for allowing Democrats to seize the House. Paul Ryan, remember when we were all campaigning for that guy? He was vice president. He was going to be Romney's vice president. What a vile little snake Paul Ryan turned out to be. Biden administration sets national goal to cut freight emissions to zero. Yes. Notice how they're not backing off or slowing down, full speed ahead all the time. Notice how the communist doesn't lick his finger and stick it in the air. How many weeks on abortion is the public okay with? None of that. Full-blown destruction at all times. Oh, speaking of which, soaring gas prices hit $7.29 a gallon in California. My heart breaks for everyone in California who didn't vote for Joe Biden. If you voted for Joe Biden, I actually think it's hilarious you can't afford to drive to work. In fact, you deserve it. Now, you can email me, and you should. You're welcome to. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is the email address. We are going to be back tomorrow to do it again. We will have fun. All right? That's all.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.